Okay, today is the 2nd of September, date of birth of this patient is 8-9-44. First name is Isaiah, I-S-I-A-H. Last name is Swafford, S-W-A-F-F-O-R-D. Mr. Swafford is a 81-year-old gentleman, bedbound, ADL-dependent, wears a diaper, severe protein calorie malnutrition, severe weight loss, severe left-sided weakness, severe pain in the left side related to his previous stroke. Now is becoming right weak on the right side, taken care of by his daughter and his nephew and his grandson at home, period. New paragraph, his medication C-list created earlier, allergy C-list. Social, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink. He used to smoke and drink before. He used to be a construction worker. He has 6 children. He's not married. And used to be a mechanic. COVID immunization, up to date. Surgery, knee surgery. If you have system, I had a stroke a few years ago. Since then, has become bedbound totally. No longer able to talk. Has become more confused for his grandson. ADL dependent, wears a diaper. Has a Foley catheter in place, which requires replacement. He's got left-sided dense paralysis, contractures, right-sided weakness, which is worsened and decreased mentation. Patient's also in severe pain and spasm because of his pain in the lower extremity in his legs, especially, and has severe contractures of his feet and onychomycosis, period. Family history, mom and dad died of old age. So physical exam, Isaiah is frustrated, in pain at the time of examination, blood pressure 160 over 80, pulses 92, respirations 18. Heart positive, some positive was 2, bronchi, lungs, clear, abdomen soft, skin shows no rash, oral mucosal tension, neurological non-focal. Oh, neurological, sorry. It's left-sided dense paralysis. Noted right side is weak as well. Strength is 2 over 5. Contractures of the lower extremity, muscle wasting, severe. Assessment here, we have an 81-year-old gentleman, end stage. With end stage CVA with contractures, severe pain, muscle wasting, decreased appetite, Foley catheter in place, mentation diminished, increased weakness, Foley catheter, increased weakness, I'm sorry, he's 79, so change his date, change his and he's not 81, he's 79. Change it, please. Thank you. Next number, he definitely meets the criteria for hospice. Most likely has less than 6 months to live. Next number, he wants the medical director to sign the paperwork for him to be able to get his grandson as his as his helper, since he's bedbound. Period. Overall prognosis is poor. Most likely, next number, he has less than 6 months to live. Next number, so he definitely remains, he's definitely hospice appropriate. Thank you. That's Isaac, S-W-A-F-F-O-R-D. Thank you.